大家都吃饱了。
Everybody has a full stomach, right?
其实我吃多了一点点。
Actually, I ate a little too much.
呀，也谢谢刚才领事帮助我们稍微活动了一下。
And thank you for the team leader to help us exercise a little.
希望这个天气的这种的温暖呢，哈，再加上这个雪都倒了，这个肚皮，希望不会影响我们今天下午清道的这个精神。
Hopefully, with the warm weather and the full stomach, it won't affect how we're going to listen to the session.
我是在今年三月的时候，进的医院，结果住院呢，差不多有四天的时间。
I was hospitalized in March of this year for about 4 days.
那在医院的里头有很多的时间的休息，但是同时也有很多的领会。
I have a lot of time to rest while I was in the hospital, but it also gave me some realization.
我体会到，当一个人病痛的时候啊，这个医生护士都不是你随时的帮助，我就觉得我的太太师母在那段四天的时间，她整天的来在旁边陪着我。
I realize that when you get sick, the doctors and the nurses are not necessarily the ones to help you. And I realize that my wife was there every minute as I needed her.
我非常的感激她。
I thank her very much.
我在心里头我也向神默默的祷告。
And I pray to God in my heart.
我希望我有生的年日，我要更加的，这个多的去爱她。
And I pray that as long as I live, that I can love her more.
但是第二个体会呢，就是在医院的里头，你不能休息的。
And the second realization is while you're in the hospital, you really cannot rest.
每两个小时，那个护士就来给你吃药啊、抽血啊，总是来烦你的。
Every couple of hours, the nurse will come and give you either medication or take your blood.
还有呢，就是教会的弟兄姐妹排着队来看看。
And the brothers and sisters from church would come and visit me.
第三个观察呢，就是医院，特别是美国的医院，跟旅馆差不了多少。
The third thing is the hospital in America is it's like much like a hotel.
一个房间什么都没有，就是一个电视机。
There's nothing in the room except a TV.
很多的房间，旅馆很多房间，医院也是很多房间。
There are lots of rooms in hospital, and similarly, there are lots of rooms in hotel.
旅馆里头能够有 room service. 现在医院里头，你打个电话，他就送饭给你。
There are room service in the hotel, and for many hospitals, the same thing happens.
不过呢，有不同的地方。
There is a difference, though.
不同的地方在哪儿呢
？Where is what is the difference?
医院的费用很贵。
The cost of a hospital bed is much higher.
我住了四天的院，28,000块，一天7,000美元。
I stay in the hospital for 4 days at about $7,800 a day, and it's about $28,000.
7,000美元一天。
$7,000 a day.
实际上可以住 presidential suite 都可以。
You can actually go to have a presidential suite in a hotel.
第二呢，我发觉哈，这个医院呢哈，跟那个旅馆有一点不一样的地方，就是医院你不用 tip， 你不用 tip。
And the second difference between a hospital and a hotel is that you don't have to tip in the hospital.
但是在旅馆，如果服务部的满意的话，你会给那一些的这一些的所谓的 service 的 personnel 给他一些 tips。
But for hotel, if you enjoy staying there and the service, then you would tip the service personnel.
然后你离开的时候呢，旅馆的人送你，医院的人更加的送你。
And as you're leaving, the hotel people would see you off, but the hospital personnel would see you off even more.
我那个医院的规矩呢，就是出院的一定是给一个轮椅送你出到门口的。
The policy for the hospital is that you have to sit in a wheelchair.
但是唯一不一样的就是我医院出院了，我希望永远再不回来。
The one difference is, as I leave the hospital, I hope I'll never visit again.
然后最后呢，就是经过那次之后，我发觉生命的短暂。
And after that time, I realized how short life is.
我今年57岁了。
I'm 57 years old.
1979年服侍主，一直到今天。
I start serving the Lord from 1979.
明年就是足足三十年。
And it is to next year will be a whole 30 years.
但是我后悔为什么不早一点的服侍主。
But I regret how come I didn't start earlier.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们这一个的退休会的主题是我们要服侍神。
Dear brothers and sisters, the theme of our retreat is serving the Lord, serving our Lord.
We will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. 那个 will 很重要。
The will, we will, the will is very important.
那个 will 不单是个 willingness, 但是里头也有一个 willpower, 有一个 determination, 我一定要服侍耶和华。
The will not only is the willingness, but there is a determination and a willpower that we will.
早上我们就谈到甘心乐意的服侍。
This morning we talk about serving God with a gracious heart.
我们从这个圣经的里头，我们看到什么叫属灵的恩赐。
From the Bible, we saw that God has given us spiritual gifts.
我们也考虑到我们服侍的在教会的里头，我们既为肢体的话，我们要在教会的里头发挥神所赐给我们的属灵的恩赐。
And that in the church, we need to serve and use our spiritual gifts to serve our brothers and sisters.
然后我们也提到，到我们服侍的时候，我们应该有一个从心里头这个流露出来的对神这个感恩感谢的心。一个甘心乐意的一个的侍奉。
And that as we serve, we need to have an attitude of graciousness to willingly serve our God.
但是今天下午我们要看一看，我们要牺牲的来服侍主。
This afternoon we want to see serving the Lord with a sacrificial attitude.
我想在教会的里头，很多的弟兄姐妹都会发觉到有两个不同的情况。
Sometimes in the church, you may notice there are two different situations.
我们会发觉有一些弟兄姐妹哈，就是特别的吸引人的喜爱喜好。
We notice that some people attract others.
这种的喜爱呢，不是男女的那种的性爱的那种的吸引。
This kind of attraction is not the sexual attraction.
这种的性爱呢，多于偏向于就是 Philadelphia love， 弟兄姐妹之间的那种的爱。
This is more towards Philadelphia love, which is the love between brothers and sisters.
这些的弟兄姐妹吸引人就好像蜜糖吸引蜜蜂一样。
They attract people much like honey attracts bees.
但是呢，同时我们也在教会注意到有一群的弟兄姐妹。
Similarly, at the same time, there are another group of people.
这一群的人呢，跟刚才所提的刚好是相反的。
They are in direct opposite to the one we have just mentioned.
他们呢就好像那一些skunk一样，喷着那些臭气，把人都赶走的那。
They are just like skunk that release a repelling odor that repels people.
我要你想一想现在。
I want you to think about this.
你是属于哪一类的
？Which group of people do you belong to?
你是吸引人的呢
？Are you in the group of attracting others?
还是你把人都赶走了
？Or are you in the group that repels others?
你思考一下。
Think about it.
你思考一下
，Think about it。
你是属哪一类的
？Which kind do you belong to？
你是那一类，人家看到了，哎，看。
Are you the kind that go ugh？
还是你是属一类的，哇，真是喜欢亲近你。
Or are you the one that goes oh？
我们主耶稣基督曾经说过。
Our Lord Jesus said。
当人子被高举的时候，我要吸引万人归向我。
He said, when the Son of Man is lifted up, he will draw many to him.
当人子被高举的时候，他会吸引万人来归向他。
When the Son of Man is lifted up, he will draw many to him.
我们的主耶稣基督是在什么的基础上能够讲这么的一句话？
So, under what basis did our Lord?Make this kind of remark.
他有什么的能力，当他被钉在十字架上，能够吸引万人归向他
？And under what kind? So based on what did he have the confidence to say something like that?
如果你要了解这一个的根据的话，那你要打开约翰福音书第十二章二十四到二十五节。
If you want to understand this, then open your Bible to John chapter 12, verses 24 to 25.
约翰福音书第十二章。
John chapter 12.
二十四到二十五节。
Verses 24 to 25.
主耶稣基督说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，人就是一粒； 若是死了就能够结出许多籽粒来，爱惜自己生命的就失上生命，在这世上恨恶自己的生命的，就能够保守生命到永生。Jesus
said, I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. The man who loves his life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life.
主耶稣基督每逢说我实实在在地告诉你，我们马上就要实实在在地去听了。Whenever
Jesus said, I tell you the truth, then you better pay attention.
每逢我们看到这个 truly, truly, I say unto thee 的话，一定耶稣基督有一个非常重要的信息要跟我们来说的。
Whenever you see the statement, truly, truly, I say to you, then our Jesus has something very important to say.
所以我们知道耶稣在这儿有一个很重要的信息要跟我们来沟通的。So
here we know that Jesus is trying to tell us a very important truth.
耶稣说什么呢?
What did he say?
他说,我告诉你们呢,一粒麦子不落在地里死了,人就是一粒。He
said, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains by itself, one.
若是死了，就结出许多的籽粒来。And
if it dies, it produces many seeds.
这个的功课，这个的真理是什么呢？
What is this truth?
主耶稣基督告诉我们一个叫出死入生的真理。He
is telling us a truth about leaving death and enter into life.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹, 这个的比喻呢是一个农作的比喻。
This is an agricultural illustration.
在这个地方主耶稣基督告诉我们什么呢?
What is he telling us here?
一个麦子啊, 它有这个潜在的这个能力啊, 能够非常的这个丰盛的。
He's telling us that this wheat has a hidden power to produce much.
这一粒的麦子, 它可以成为很多的籽粒。
This one wheat can produce many seeds.
所以啊，同样的每一个的基督徒，
and similarly for every Christian,
当我们有了这个属灵的生命的时候，
after we receive the spiritual life,
当我们有了主耶稣基督这个新的生命的时候，
when we receive this new life from Jesus,
我们每一个人在主里头就有这个潜在的这个能力， 可以活出一个很丰盛的生命。
Every one of us has the hidden potential to live an abundant life.
可以成为众人的祝福。
We can be a blessing to many others.
但是问题是什么呢? 这个籽粒必须要落在地上, 死了而且要被埋。
But the question here is, this seed must die and be buried.
如果不死的话,
if it doesn't die,
他就不能够发挥他的这个生命的这个完全的这个潜在的潜力。
Then it will not be able to live his life to the fullest.
当然在这主耶稣基督也同时有一个隐喻。
And here there is a hidden message.
这个隐喻是什么呢?
What is it?
主耶稣基督预表了他自己将来要挂在十字架上。
He's talking about himself, that in the future he will be nailed on the cross.
他这个的故事指到他自己将来要被挂在十字架上。
It's talking about he himself in the future will die on the cross.
他会为世人的罪而死。
He's going to die for the sin of the world.
约翰在这个施洗在约旦河的里头看到了主耶稣基督。
When John the baptizer saw Jesus while he was in the river,
他喊了一句话,
he said something.
他说看哪, 看哪,
he said,
Behold, 神的羔羊,
the Lamb of God,
除去世人的罪孽,
one who will take away the sin.
施洗约翰在这个地方的时候,
John the Baptist at this time,
神给他有一个的预先的看见。
God has given him a view.
因为这个神的羔羊啊，在旧约的时候，在这个摩西的时代的时候，
because for the lamb, the sacrificial lamb during Moses' time,
那个 lamb 除了是 sacrificial， 还有一个名字叫做 Pascal lamb.
Another name for the sacrificial lamb is the Pascal lamb.
这个的羔羊是什么的羔羊呢？
What kind of lamb is this?
就是当他们在埃及地的时候被这个法老王了好奴役他们的时候
It is while they were in Egypt and were under the bondage of slavery.
神兴起了一个民族的领袖摩西带领以色列离开埃及为奴之地。
God raised up a leader among them and that's Moses to lead them out of the land of slavery.
但是呢在他们出去之前的时候
But before they leave the land,
神要透过摩西施行了十个的灾祸。
Through Moses, God granted 10 plagues.
而最后的那一个的祸呢最后的那个叫长子这个被杀的这个的功课。
And the last plague was killing of the firstborn son.
但是呢那天晚上
But that night,
神向摩西这个晓谕
God gave Moses,
叫他预备一只羔羊
a method and tell him to prepare a lamb.
预备一个的餐宴叫逾越节
To prepare the Passover feast.
而这个羔羊杀了之后
And after the lamb has been killed,
把那个血涂在门的门框的上面
To put the blood on the threshold of the house.
用那个牛膝草把那个鲜血涂在门楣的上面
To use the wheat to put the blood on the frame of the door.
神说今天晚上我就要来击杀埃及首生的
God said, tonight I'm going to kill the firstborn.
但是凡是我经过那个凡是我到的那些的这个住户哈有这个血有羔羊的血在这门楣的话我就要跨越过去。
In whichever household, when I come to the door and I see the blood of the lamb on the door frame, I will then pass over that household.
Hence the Feast of Passover, 这个名字逾越节就是这样来的。
And that's why the name Passover.
但是那只羊啊很特别。
But the lamb itself has to be special.
不能够大过一岁。
It cannot be older than 1 year old.
因为呢，大了一岁呢，不叫 lamb， 叫 mutton.
Because when the lamb is older than 1 year old, it's going to call mutton.
那个肉呢，就比较 tough 一点。
The meat is tougher.
但是一年的叫羊羔。
But the one that is younger than 1 year old is a lamb.
而且这个羊羔哈，要无瑕疵的。
This lamb must not have any blemish.
经过这个鉴定之后才能够拿去做献祭
And after it has been confirmed then it can be sacrificed
那天以色列民大家都是赶快在吃
So everybody eat the lamb very quickly
盛装的都穿好了衣服
They have their they are fully dressed
吃完了饭之后他们就在那儿等
And so after they have the feast they wait
那天晚上
That evening, that night
神就来到这个埃及的遍地
God come upon the land of Egypt.
把所有首生的都杀掉。
Kill every single firstborn.
也把埃及这个法老王的首生的孩子也把他给击杀。
Including the firstborn of the king of Egypt.
所以呢，摩西再来到埃及王的面前。
So as Moses come one more time before the king of Egypt.
Let my people go.
He said, "Let my people go."
让我的子民离开这个地方。
Let my people go.
埃及王在这个时候说：“你们走吧。”
And at that time, Pharaoh said.Go.
所以呢，摩西在这个时候。
So at that time, Moses.
我不知道他怎么的，也没有 telephone， 也没有什么，可能他吹个口哨。
I don't know how he gathered the people. There were no cell phone, but maybe he whistled.
圣经说六十万的男人，如果六十万的男人的话，假设每一个人都有一个太太，那就是十二万的大人。
So there are 60,000 men, and if each man has a wife, that's 120,000.
假设每一个家庭有一个孩子的话，那就是180万人。
And if every family has a child, then it is
1.8 million. 60万嘛，1.8万。
So that's 1.8 million.
200多万的人浩浩荡荡的就在那天，一声号令之下，摩西说：“我们走。”
And so everyone was gathered and they left.
全部穿好了衣服。
They were all dressed.
浩浩荡荡的200多万人走。
They marched forward.
哎呀，我告诉你。
Let me tell you.
最近那个风灾 Ike 这个风暴 Ike 把休斯顿200多万的人 mandatory evacuation。我现在我在我肉眼的当中，我看过200万人逃难。
Recently, when Hurricane Ike struck Houston, there were 2 million people evacuated.
离开了 Galveston, 离开了 City of Houston.
They left Galveston and Houston.
200,000+人。
2 million people.
哇，你可以听到那个犹太人这样讲。
And you can hear the Jews saying.
一天都光了。
广
东话话一天都光晒了。The sky just opened and become bright. 我哋而家要离开呢个围炉之地啊！我哋要去应许地啦。
We are going to leave this place of slavery and go to the land of promise.
我谂连啲牛啊都开始
I think the cow began to move.
好像他们说我们也得到自由了。
It's like they're saying we're free also.
那一天的那个羊啊。
That day, the lamb.
我坦白地告诉你。
Let me tell you truly.
就是预表了主耶稣基督。
It represents Jesus.
所以啊，当这个施洗约翰在约旦河，在约翰福音1:29，他看到主的时候。
And so when John the Baptist in John 1:29, when he was in the river and he saw Jesus,
他就发出了这个惊天动地之语啊，神的羔羊。
He proclaimed that, behold, the Lamb of God,
除去世人的罪孽的。
The one who takes away the sin of the world.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
主变成了我们代罪的羔羊。
Our Lord became our sacrificial lamb.
所以当他挂在十字架上的时候
，So as he was nailed on the cross,
他就好像那一只的羔羊被做了献祭一样。
He was just like the lamb that was sacrificed.
所以呢，到了约翰福音19，我们就看到我们的主耶稣基督，他就钉在十字架上。
And so in John chapter 19, he was nailed on the cross.
那个无罪的，代替那些有罪的人被钉。
He was the sinless who took the place of the sinful.
那个公义的现在成为了不公义的。
The righteous became the unrighteous.
我要告大家要明白一样东西，主耶稣基督他不必要死的。
Let me tell you something. Jesus Christ does not have to die.
但是因为他爱我。
But because he loved us.
他爱我们到一个地步。
He loved us to the point.
他甘心乐意的。
That he was willing.
他自愿的。
That he was willing.
而是他牺牲的钉在那十字架上。
He sacrificed for us and died on the cross.
你可能不知道那个钉十字架那个 impact.
Maybe you don't understand the impact of being nailed.
在罗马的帝国，只有那些重犯叛国贼才被判钉十字架。
And in the Roman Empire, only those that traitor.
Serious crime
committer will be nailed.
只有这种人被判钉十字架。
Only this kind of criminal will be nailed.
那个被判的人自己要背的这个横的那条梁，自己要背。
The prisoner have to carry his own the bin.
然后呢，他会在街道上游走。
He's going to march across the street.
他意思就是说。
Meaning.
我现在甘心乐意的接受罗马帝国给我的审判。
That I am willing to accept the consequence that the Roman Empire has given me.
但是当我们主把那个梁放在他的肩膀上，他是跟神说：“神啊，我甘心乐意的来走这条十字架的道路。”
But as our Lord Jesus put the bin on his shoulder, he's telling God that now I am willing to take the place.
当主耶稣基督来到那个小丘的叫哥哥他的那个山上的时候
，And as he go up on the hill Golgotha.
在那个地方
At that place,
他的衣服被剥夺
His robe was taken off
他的衣服被剥夺
His robe was taken
然后鞭打
And he was whipped
然后在这个时候他们把那个梁跟另外的一个就构成了一个十字架
They put on another bin and became the cross
然后那个犯人被放在那个十字架的上面
And the prisoner is then placed on the cross
先是钉手
First of all, they nail the hands.
那个钉子八英寸长，八英寸英寸长。
The nails are 8 inches long.
在虎口这个地方下手。
They go down in the wrist area.
你可以听到那个时候，砰，砰，砰，但是我们主一声都不吭。
You can hear the pounding, but you did not hear a word from our Lord.
因为在以赛亚说，他为我们的罪恶而压伤，但是他一口气都没说话。
Because in Isaiah it says that he was whipped for our sin's sake, but he remained silent.
钉完了两只手的时候，把两只脚重叠。
And after the hands were nailed, then they put the feet together.
在那个脚的时候呢，刚好有一个小三角形的木。
And on the bottom of the cross there is a triangular piece of wood.
所以呢, 两只脚重叠起来, 然后呢, 一字钉直接地穿过去。
And they will put the feet together and nail the feet together.
钉好的时候,
and after they're finished,
这个十字架的那个尽头刚好是一个洞。
And at the tip of the cross there is a hole.
然后呢, 旁边呢, 有这个圈子, 绳子, 把那个十字架一拉起来的时候, 刚好就掉了那个洞, 那十字架就在插, 就是变成了 freestanding.
And so as they pull the cross upright with the rope, the end of the cross will drop into the hole and it will be freestanding.
这个时候呢, 鲜血就流出来,
and at that time, blood began to pour.
一滴一滴地流,
and it's going to seep.
主在上面挂了六个小时。
Our Lord was nailed there for 6 hours.
到差不多下午3点的时候,
and in the afternoon around 3 o'clock.
主在这个时候, 他说我渴了。
At that time he said, I'm thirsty.
然后那个兵丁把一些醋给他, 你要知道, 口渴再喝醋更渴。
And so the soldier dipped some vinegar and gave it to him. You know, when you're thirsty and you have vinegar, you're going to be more thirsty.
没多久, 他就喊出了一句这样的话。
And then not long after that he said,
神啊, 神啊, 你为什么要离弃我?
He said, God, God, why have you forsaken me?
主耶稣基督从来没有跟父神离开过。
Jesus Christ has never been separated from his Father.
从亘古到永远, 他们是合为一体的。
From the beginning of time, they are always together.
但是就在那么的那个时刻的里头,
but at that very moment,
因为世人的罪,
because of the sin of the world,
连他的父亲都眼眼不看他。
His Father cannot look at him.
父啊, 父啊, 你为什么要离弃我?
He said, Father, Father, why have you forsaken me?
父神离弃他, 是因为你跟我的罪了。
His Father has forsaken him, it's because of the sin of yours and mine.
然后最后他说, 成了。
And then he said, it is finished.
成了是什么意思?
What does it mean, it is finished?
所有的罪债都还清了。
That means all the debt has been paid.
这也是主耶稣基督降世为人的最终的目的, 就是要担当世人的罪。
And that, this is the purpose of his birth, is to take on our sin.
他就呼了最后一口气, 把灵魂交托给父神。
And he gave God his last breath.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
各位的朋友, Dear brothers and sisters and friends,
主耶稣基督来到世上, 就是要担当你的罪, 担当我的罪。
Jesus Christ came to earth to bear our sins.
你说我是好人, 我没罪。
You said, I'm a good man, I don't have any sin.
我相信你是好人。
Oh, I'm sure you are.
我相信你是个好人。
I am sure you are a good man.
但是好人要好到什么的程度才能够上天堂?
But how good do you have to be able to go to heaven?
我爸爸是个好人。
My father was a good man.
一个人养13个人, 你说好不好?
One man to feed 13 mouths, do you think it's
一年365天, 从来没有天放假的, 你说好不好?
He works 365 days a year. Do you say he's a good man?
他为了他的公司牺牲了30多年的服务, 到后来那个退休金一毛钱都拿不到, 你说好不好?
He worked for his company for 30 plus years and when he retired, he did not get a penny from the company.
从来没有杀过人, 没有放过火, 你说好不好?
He has never killed anybody, he has never burned anything. You say he's a good man?
这么好的人, 到后来他都知道他不能上天堂。
This good man, at the end, he know he cannot go to heaven.
当我太太跟他传福音的时候, 那时候是我的女朋友, 我带她去, 给我爸爸去看一看, 让他就是默许, 结果那一天我爸爸就很喜欢他。
I brought my, back then my girlfriend, who became my wife later, to see my father, and she, and he liked her right away.
我太太就用, 用鼻跟我爸爸, 因为我爸爸聋了, 用鼻跟我爸爸传道。
Because my father was deaf, so my wife wrote things down for him to spread the gospel to him.
那天晚上他就信了。
That night,
信了主之后他就非常的敬虔。
He believed in Christ and became.
第二天早上我就看到他跪在厅堂的面前, 他就在那个地方在向神祷告。
The next morning I saw him knelt down and was praying to God.
当他死的那一天,
the day he died,
他跟我说,
he told me,
前一天的晚上他跟我说,
the night before he died, he told me,
你们不要伤心,
he said, don't be sad.
我知道我要到哪儿去,
I know where I'm going.
我要去主耶稣基督那个地方,
I'm going to go to where Jesus is.
我要去见那创造我的主,
I want to see my creator.
这么好的一个人, 他都需要主耶稣基督。
This good man, he know he needs Jesus Christ.
好, 你说你是好人, 我也相信你。
You say you're a good man and I believe you.
你从来没有说过一句大话的, 请你举手。
Raise your hand, you have never lied before.
你举手的话，你就是世界上撒谎最多的人。
And if you raise your hand, you'll be the biggest liar in the world.
好，你说你是好人，我也相信你。回到你家，看看你的图书，看看你的那个书架子里头有没有图书馆的书，你忘记还人家的有没有？
You may say you're a good man. When you go home, look on your bookshelf and see if you have kept one.
你说你是好人，我相信你。你到旅馆的时候 check out 的时候，有没有把人的枕头都拿走的？
You said you're a good man, but when you check out a hotel, did you also take their pillow?
有没有人把那个毛巾都拿回家的？
Did you also take their towels?
有没有人把那个抽屉的里头那个笔啊，那个 stationery 都拿回家的？
Did you take the stationery?
你说你是好人。
You said you're a good man.
请问在座当中有没有任何人逃税的？
Has anybody evade tax?
坦白的告诉你，
Honestly,
你只要把你的手放在你的心，你自己摸一摸，然后问一问，我是好人吗？
Put your hand, put your palm on your heart, and ask yourself, Are you, am I really good, a good man?
圣经怎么说？世界上一个义人都没有。
The Bible said that is not one righteous.
都是罪人，都是渔羊走迷的。
Everyone is a sinner, lamb.That got lost.
所以呢，你需要主。
So you need.
你如果还没信主的，你需要耶稣基督的救赎。
If you still have not become a believer, you need Jesus Christ.
神的羔羊除去世人的罪孽。
The Lamb of God who removed the sin of the world.
这个无罪的变成了有罪。
A sinless became the sin.
那个公义的成为了不公义的。
A righteous one became the unrighteous.
耶稣爱我。
Jesus loves me.
耶稣更爱你。
Jesus loves you more.
但是他的死带来了我们的生。
But his death brought us life.
他就是那粒的麦子。
He is the wheat.
死了。
He died.
埋了。
Buried.
但是感谢赞美主。
But we praise God.
圣经说第三天他从死里复活了。
The Bible said on the third day he resurrected.
真是哈利路亚。
And this is hallelujah.
我是坐 Southwest.这个飞机来的。
I came on Southwest Airline.
Southwest 最近有一个广告，我觉得蛮有趣的。
Southwest has a recent advertisement. I find very interesting.
他说，我们 check in 两个 luggage， 我们不 charge extra fee.
He said if you check in two luggages, we will not charge you extra fee.
然后呢，跟的时候呢，后边有个 chorus 就叫出来了，Hallelujah.
And then as that statement come out, there's a chorus that sings Hallelujah.
如果为了第二个行李不要付钱，他都能够喊出 Hallelujah， 何况耶稣基督今天为你为我们的罪死了，我们应不应该唱 Hallelujah？
If they can sing Hallelujah because the second luggage checked in is not is going to be free.
Hallelujah 是什么意思？就是赞美主的意思。
What does Hallelujah mean? It means praise the Lord.
然后第二十五节，他给了我们一个应用。
In verse 25, it gives us an application.
他说什么呢？
What did it say?
爱惜自己生命的就失上生命，在这世上捍护自己的生命，就要保守生命到永生。
It said, He who loves his life loses it, and he who hates his life in this world shall keep it to the eternal.
如果任何人呢，爱他自己的生命，而不愿意把自己的生命奉献给主的话。
If a person loves his life and refuses to sacrifice for God,
那他实际上是失去了那真正的生命。
Then in actuality, he has lost his life.
那个生命就是在主里头的生命。
And that life is in Christ.
那个字儿哈，他说 loser 这个字儿哈，实际上是毁灭的意思，毁坏的意思。
The word losers has the meaning of destroy.
一个生命没有主耶稣基督的话，
a life without Christ,
一个生命是以自我为中心的话，
if a life is self-centered,
如果一个人只是为了自己的权益去担心的话，
if his life concern is only about himself,
这种的生命是在整个的生命的里头是最低层的生命。
And this is the lowest level in life.
圣经说如果你是这种人的话，你毁灭了你自己的生命。
The Bible said if you have this kind of life, then you are in destruction.
但是如果一个人恨恶自己的生命的话，
But if a person hates his life,
这个的恨恶呢是刚好刚才的爱的这个相反，并不是说一个人恨他自己。
This hate is the direct opposite of love. It doesn't mean that he hates himself.
今天有很多人他恨自己的。
There is a lot in this world today that hates themselves.
哎呀，我的嘴唇怎么这么薄？打点 Botox 把它弄大一点。
How come my lips are so thin? I'm going to put some Botox and make it bigger.
Botox 还是
Botox?
我的颧骨太高了，开个刀把它弄扁一点。
My cheekbone is too high, so let's have surgery and flatten it out a little.
这个单眼皮不好，开个刀弄个双眼皮。
Single eyelid. But single eyelid, I don't like it. I'm gonna have off surgery and make it a double one.
我的鼻子好像女巫一样，不要，我要改成弄了一个降的比较漂亮一点的这个鼻子。
I have a hook like nose, so I'm gonna change it to be a prettier one.
我算过了，今天如果你要把整个脸改变的话，12,000多块就可以搞定了。
I have a count of cost. If you want to change your facial features, about $12,000 would do it.
有一个黑人的歌声，他叫 Michael Jackson， 他用自己的皮肤，他把自己的皮肤变成了白的皮肤。
That's the singer Michael Jackson. He hates to be black, so he changed his skin color to white.
圣经并不是说这种的恨恶，圣经的恨恶是什么呢？你。对你自己的生命，在这个属灵的生命的对比，在这个世界上的生命，你轻看的意思。
The word hate in the Bible doesn't mean that you hate yourself literally, but it is that in your life you have looked down upon Christ.
所以一个人呢，真正委身给主耶稣基督的时候
，So when you truly commit yourself to Christ，
他在这个世界上为了自己的生命啊，他轻看。
He would look, his life would be of little concern to him.
如果是这样的人，圣经说他能够得到这永生的生命。
The Bible said with this kind of person, he will receive eternal life.
如果一个生命不是这样的话呢，他就是自我毁灭的生命。
If the life is not like that, that is a life of destruction.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，各位的朋友。
Dear brothers and sisters and friends.
这种丰盛的生命是你我应该有的。
This kind of abundant life is what you and I should have.
这也是正正是主耶稣基督，当我们相信他的时候，他会给我们的。
And this is the kind of life that when we believe in Jesus Christ, we should receive.
认识我的人知道，我以前是很皮的。
People who know me know that I was a naughty one.
我在香港出生，在香港长大。
I was born and raised in Hong Kong.
18岁被人踢进黑社会。
When I was 18 years old. I was put in the triad.
十八岁以前的时候，都是自我中心的生命。
Before my 18th birthday, I lived a life of self-centeredness.
我家里头在香港的时候，我父母有6个孩子，当然还有2个在中国，不过他们没有出来，就6个孩子在香港。
There were 6 of us in Hong Kong. There are 2 in China who didn't get out.
爸爸把那个火腿买回来，爸爸把火腿买回来的时候，我啪这个哎 ，Don't move。It's all mine.
My father would bring home ham, and I would just put myself all over it.
18岁到23岁，5年非常的迷失。
From 18 to 23 years old, I was totally lost.
幸亏你现在才认识我。
It is a good thing you know me now.
当时如果你在香港认识我的话
，If you know me when I was back in Hong Kong，
如果你看我的话
，If you saw me，
我就会说。秋卖拐呀，意思就是看我干什么。
If you saw me in the street, I'm gonna say, what are you looking at?
然后你再讲多两句的话。
And if you say a little more.
拳头大过沙发，我们的天，打到沙发。
My fist is bigger than your face.
我的拳头不单大，7年的空手道，我告诉你，在后面。
Not only is my fist big, I also is a black belt.
5年
5 years.
过了非人的生活。
I live animal life.
我们不需要带钱的。
We don't have to bring money.
为什么要带钱啊
？Why do I have to take money?
随便在街上看着一个，哎，你为什么打我的弟兄？我没打你的弟兄啊。我说你有，跟我来。到了楼梯，把衣服都脱光，钱都拿到了。
We would go and rob somebody by force.
常常的打架
，fight all the time。
我们打架怎么打
？How do we fight？
西瓜刀，切西瓜的刀。
We use the machete。
machete。然后那个这个水壶的铁通，把它叫斜，把它割，然后呢把它给磨尖。
And then we cut the steel buckets, and then we sharpen the edges.
那杀就是跟战场有什么分别？没有分别的。
There is no difference from a battlefield.
但是我很感谢主，神很保护我，很保守我。
But I thank God, God has protected me.
我跟他们去打架的时候，那拳头啊，跟那个武器都是落到我旁边的朋友的身上。
And then when I go fight, all the weapons and the fists landed up next to me, to my friends.
结果我的朋友哈、啊、被人家砍了38刀。
A friend of mine was stabbed 38 times.
我到了香港伊丽莎白医院去看他的时候，我都不敢认他，整个就是 Frankenstein。
When I went to Queen Elizabeth Hospital, I was afraid to look at him. He looked like Frankenstein.
我们讲话都很特别。
When we talk, we talk in a special way.
我们的那些行为都是非常特别。
And we act in a very special manner.
什么都是诗歌的。乜嘢讲嘢都系讲诗出嚟。
When we talk like we like poetic talk.
谁抄飞啊？你边度噶？
It's a kind of gang language.
死臭飞啊，头发出烟啊，你脚踩屎啊，火烧少林寺，什么都是用诗来讲。
Oh, it's rap. It's a gang rap.
每一个东西我们有自己的 terminology.
We have a special terminology for everything.
钥匙是挠伤，把心里头扭一扭。
The key is like twisting your heart.
睡觉叫摆横摆网就犯干。
Asleep, mean being supine, pat.
吃饭呢叫干沙。干沙把沙 push 到滚石到里。
Eating is like eating like pouring sand.
逢山不出，一讲到山就跳，一二四不讲三的。
We don't talk about three.
凡事留一。见日后好相见，如果给人家拿香烟的时候，最后人家是最后一颗的，不拿，哎呀，留个后口。
If you offer a cigarette to others and it is the last one in the pack, you don't take it because it means you give them an a way out.
五年，很迷失的。
Five years I was lost.
只能到23岁那一年。
Until I was 23.
23岁那一年。
When I was 23 that year.
我碰到了主耶稣基督。
I met Jesus Christ.
或者我应该说主耶稣基督找到了我。
Oh, maybe I should say Jesus Christ found me.
我就信了主。
And I give myself to him.
我以前在香港这个中学这个大学考试哈，那个中学毕业的试，我考了三次都是这样，不是 OK 啊，是 zero.
I took the exam at the end of the high school year. I took it three times.Three times it was zero.
所以大学考不到。
So I couldn't get into a college.
怎么办？
What do I do?
到工厂里头做了一下。
So I became a blue collar worker.
然后呢，后来到饭店又学了一下。
And then I go to the restaurant and learned.
因为那个时候饭店是出国最好的路。
Because at that time working in a restaurant is the best way to get out of the country.
除了念书以外呢，做厨子是最容易出国的。
Besides going overseas to study, being a chef is a second best way to get out.
但是在厨房呢，又受了一点气。
But then in the kitchen, I was mistreated.
那个师傅嫌我身材太好了。
The chef said that my body looks too good.
然后我又戴眼镜。
And then I also have
wear glasses. 厨房的人不戴眼镜。
People who work in the kitchen don't wear glasses.
因为那些蒸汽啊，那什么都看不见。
Because when the steam comes up, you can't see a thing.
这么迷失的一个青年。
That's lost youth.
我不是没有机会去念书，我是没有好好的去念书。
It's not that I don't have an opportunity to study. I just didn't study.
直到我23岁的时候，主耶稣基督找到了我。
Until when I was 23, when Jesus Christ found me.
我生命改变了。
Then my life changed.
我告诉你，我以前抽烟、喝酒、讲脏话、打麻将，我打麻将打得特凶哎。
You know, I tell you, I smoke, I drink, I cuss, and I also play mahjong very well.
我打麻将，我根本就不看的。
When I play mahjong, I don't have to look at it.
平板呢是白板。 豆皮的是九铜，起钩的是九万，直落的是二槊，四个点的是这个 C 铜，斜盘的就是三铜。我是用手摸的，然后就看着其他的三个。
When I play mahjong, I don't have to look. I just feel it, and I know exactly what.
我现在才知道，神给我一个很好的记性。我是 photostatic mind.
Now,
我看的东西，只要我看过，我就不忘。
Now I know God has given me a photostatic mind. What I saw, I will not forget.
我也发觉我有很好的记忆力。
And I know I have extremely good memory.
我当初中学的第一个国文的学，我都今天我都能够背。
I can memorize my first ever Chinese literature.
莫非枝旁居商周，汤阴人也生时有大鹏约号，飞鸣失上美雷月，何缺两个水报箭，武尧氏抱飞过去，最空中冲头成流而下及岸得不止，飞少负气节，陈口寡言，千之敏吾敢去书卷，犹好左氏遵守及书吾兵法。我从小我就背这个岳飞传。
I memorized this famous Chinese
writer.
I know also I have the gift of language.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
当你被耶稣基督找到的时候,
when you are found by Jesus Christ,
你的生命啊，那个潜力才真正的发挥出来。
Your life hidden potential then become to emerge.
如果今天你还是以自我为中心的,
Today, if you still live a self-centered life,
我坦白地告诉你,
I'm going to tell you,
圣经就是这样说,
The Bible said,
爱惜自己的生命的就世上真生命。但是在这世上，你轻看自己的生命的话，神就要保守你的生命直到永生。
He who loves his life loses, and he who hates his life in this world shall keep it to eternal.
当主耶稣基督讲完了这一番话的时候,
And after Jesus said all this,
然后呢，第二十六节他告诉我们一个很重要的真理。
In verse 26, then he tells us an important.
他说，若有人要服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
He says, if anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall my servant also be. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him.
爱主的人会有两个行动。
Those who follow and love Christ will have two actions.
第一，他会跟从主耶稣基督。
First, they will follow Jesus Christ.
他会跟从耶稣在哪儿，他就在哪儿。
Wherever Jesus is, he will be also.
第二件事。
Secondly,
他不单主在哪儿，他就在哪儿，他会服侍主。
Not only is he going to be where Jesus is, he will also serve.
那在那儿，你也在那儿，跟你服侍是两码事儿。
Now, there's a difference between being there when Jesus is there and serving Jesus.
比方说，如果美国总统到中国去访问。
For example, if the American president went to visit China.
那些记者团呢，也跟着总统到处去拍，拍他好的，也拍他不好的。
The news crew will follow him wherever he goes and take pictures.
但是如果说。
But if.
有人想刺杀这个小布什。
So if somebody wants to assassinate President Bush,
砰啊一个枪开了，打了，响了。
The shot fired.
那些的记者马上就逃，或者是躲。
The news crew is going to hide or run away.
只有一种人。
Only one kind of person.
只有一种人会到总统的面前把他给包着。
Will go in front of the president and hold him.
这些人是什么人？
Who are these people?
是他的保镖。
It is the Secret Service people.
总统在哪儿，保镖也在哪儿，记者也在哪儿。
So no matter where the president is, the news crew will be there, but the Secret Service people will also be there.
但是真正真正服侍总统的是那些保镖。
But the real person who serve the president are the bodyguards.
我们可能是跟从主的人。
So maybe we are those who follow Christ.
但是我们有没有实在的在那个地方，当主有需要的话，我们愿意去服侍主。
But are we really there when Jesus really need us?
主耶稣基督他这样来说。
Jesus said,
如果服侍我的人在什么地方的话，我父必尊重他。
He said, those who serve me, the Father will honor him.
哪一个在什么地方服侍跟从我的，我父必尊重他。
Whoever is there to serve me, my Father will honor him.
我们这些追随主的人，我们叫我们自己叫基督徒。
Those of us who follow Jesus, we call ourselves Christians.
其实原来就是基督的人的意思 ，Christian, Christ man 的意思。
The original meaning means these are Christ men.
后来人把它缩成了，就变成了 Christian。
And so later people shortened it and became Christian.
我们这一群称呼我们自己叫基督徒的人。
We who call ourselves Christians.
我们应该跟我们的主来学校。
We need to learn from our Christ.
学校他的牺牲。
To learn His sacrifice.
圣经说，从来没有一个大过的，就是一个人为自己的人朋友把自己的性命所牺牲掉。
He said there's not one bigger than one who sacrificed his life for his friend.
有一次。
There was one.
爱尔兰有一个女皇啊。
There was an Empress of Ireland.
她坐在一条船的上面。
He was on a ship.
在那个船上呢，同样的有130个这个救世军的军官。
And on the same ship, there was 130 Salvation Army officers.
然后呢？
And then,
这个船呢就沉了。
The ship began to sink.
130个军官哈，109个军官全部都死了。
There were 130 officers. 109 perished.
但是奇怪的，当他们把这些尸体拉上来的时候，这109个的没有一个身上是穿救生衣的。
But as they pulled the body out of the water, out of the 109 officers, none of them had life jacket on.
然后后来一些生还者就把这个事情的发生就发表了出来。
And so some of the survivor later said,
原来呢，发觉哈那个救生衣不够。
They noticed that there were not enough life jackets.
所以呢，这109个军官把他们的救生衣就是脱下来。
So the 109 officers took off their life jackets.
然后呢，把这些救生衣哈给一些比他们更强壮的、更有能力去就是生存的人，就给他们。
They gave these life jackets to those people who are stronger than those who can actually survive.
然后当他们把这个救生衣穿在这些人的身上的时候。他们就这样做了一个见证。
And as they put the life jacket on these other people, they said,
他说 I can die better than you. I can die better than you can. 他的意思就是说我死总比你死好。那时候那个船就沉下去了。
And at that time, the boat sank.
然后他们在唱圣诗。
They sang hymns.
因为他们的牺牲啊，让别人存活了。
Because of the sacrifice, others can live.
1946年5月21号。
In 1946, May 21.
Louis Slotin.
Louis Slotin.
7个人。
And 7 men.
在 New Mexico 的一个地方叫 Los Alamos 这个地方，他们呢去 handle 那些 plutonium。就是那个 radioactive 的 material 来的 plutonium。
They carried out an experiment in Los Alamos in New Mexico handling plutonium.
很不幸的，当时发生了一个意外。
But unfortunately, there was an accident.
然后呢，马上的那个 radioactive 就整个的房间都充满。
And so all of a sudden, the whole room became radioactive.
但是 Louis Slotin 呢，他马上的。
But Louis Slotin, all of a sudden,
在这个时候，他用自己的手啊，马上把那个 radio 那个 active 的 piece 把它那个夹在一起。
He went up and put the two radioactive material together.
但是他这样做的时候，他自己 exposed to 这个 plutonium.
But then, as he did this, he exposed himself to a lot of radiation.
几天之后，他死了。
And so several days later, he died from exposure.
但是其他的六个却活了。
But then the sixth man, because of his action, lived.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
当我们服事的时候
When we serve,
我们要学习主耶稣基督的榜样
We have to learn from the example of Jesus.
不要根根的计较
Don't be picky about everything.
牺牲
Sacrifice.
牺牲那大家都知道这个教会的退休会这次办得很成功
We know that this retreat is successful.
但是你要知道背后有多少的弟兄姐妹付上了代祷，付上了实际的行动。
But you know behind all this, how many people pay the price in preparation and praying?
他们在后面孜孜不倦的。
They were in the backstage.
但是他们为主做了非常好的这个服侍。
They are tireless and they did a lot of things for the Lord.
好，让我回到刚才我问你那个问题，就是。
Let's go back to the question I asked you, and that is.
你是属于哪类？
Which kind are you?
你是那些吸引人的呢，还是抗拒人的？
Are you the kind that attracts people? Are you the kind that repels people?
那去回答这个问题的时候，
To answer this question,
一个很重要的你要问你自己。
You have to ask yourself a very important question.
凡是那一些被人喜爱的、吸引人的弟兄姐妹，
Those who attract others,
他们就好像这粒麦子一样。
They are just like this wheat.
他们能够为了别人的缘故自我牺牲。
They can self-sacrifice for other people's sake.
他们那种的自我倒空。
They empty themselves.
他们那种的自我的牺牲。
They sacrifice themselves.
带来了神莫大的荣耀。
And they bring forth great glory.
当神被荣耀的时候。
And when God is glory.
那个结果呢？
The result is.
就是能够吸引人。
Is that they can attract others.
如果教会充满了这种的人的时候，
If the church is full of this kind of people,
教会成长的会很快。
Then the church is going to grow quickly.
希望在这个教会，
So hopefully in this church,
都是充满牺牲的人。
It's full of sacrificial people.
就好像 Theodore Roosevelt 他曾经这样说过。
It's just like Theodore Roosevelt said once.
他是英文的，我用英文来读啊， So that we can have the blunt of the statement. There has never been a man in our history.Who led a life of ease whose name is not worth remembering. But I will say this, there has never been a believer who does not want to sacrifice for others whose name is not worth mentioning but our Lord. Theodore Roosevelt 的意思就是说，一个人呢，如果他过一个生命啊，处处是为找别人去着想的话，这个人呢，一定会被人纪念的。
What he is trying to say is, if a man live a life,Thinking always about others, he will always be remembered.
同样的，在教会的里头。
Similarly in the church.
愿意牺牲的弟兄姐妹。
Those who are willing to sacrifice for other people.
主会永远纪念他们。
God will always remember them.
有一天到了天堂的时候。
And one day when we're in heaven.
主耶稣基督会跟这些的弟兄姐妹说。
Jesus Christ will tell these brothers and sisters.
又忠心又良善的仆人。
You kind and faithful servant.
进入我的永恒的安息。
Come into eternity.
如果今天你在教会的里头处处都吝啬的话。
And today if you're in church and you complain.
到了天堂，主耶稣基督也会跟你算账。
Then one day as you go in heaven, Jesus is going to tell you.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣基督啊。
Our dear Lord Jesus.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
因为你的牺牲，你的爱。
Because of your sacrifice and your love.
你愿意承担我们的罪恶过犯。
You are willing to take upon yourself our sins.
以致到我们今天的罪过能够得以赦免。
So that we can, our sins can be forgiven.
天父上帝
Our dear Lord.
今天我们既然有了这个新的生命
Since we have this new life today.
我们要向我们的主来学校
We want to learn from you.
希望在这个教会的里头
And hopefully in this church.
我们每一个人
Every one of us.
都不斤斤计较
We will not be picky.
我们愿意为能够为了别人来牺牲我们自己。
That we're willing to sacrifice for other people.
因为当我们这样做的时候。
Because as we do that.
你的荣耀就会充满这个教会。
Your glory will fill this church.
我们何等的盼望。
And we look forward.
你的荣耀就是在这个教会所充满。
To your glory filling up this church.
为了未信的朋友。
And for the non-believers.
可能他们有很多的障碍。
Maybe they have a lot of obstacles.
他们可能暂时还不了解。
Maybe they still don't understand.
但是我们的祷告是
But our prayer is
盼望找他们早日能够明白救恩的宝贵
That one day, hopefully, they will understand the preciousness of the salvation.
盼望他们明白自己是一个不能自救的罪人
That they will understand they cannot save themselves.
而愿意接受主耶稣基督免费的拯救
And that they are willing to accept this free salvation from you.
我们为了今天来献上感恩。
We thank you for today.
继续保守我们下午跟晚上的这活动。
Please continue to protect us for the activities this afternoon and tonight.
我们更展望明天主日你的复活的日子。
And we also look forward to the day of resurrection tomorrow.
盼望我们有个好的敬拜。
That we will have a good worship.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
祷告呢是奉靠主耶稣基督的尊名。
And we pray these in the true name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.